Now today, friends, as we come to the second chapter of Leviticus, we're looking at these five offerings that all speak of Christ. The first three offerings speak of the person of Christ, who He is. They're called sweet savor offerings. The last two offerings are non-sweet savor offerings, and they speak of the work of Christ in redemption. Now, we saw last time the burnt offering, and that burnt offering speaks of the person of Christ. And today we come to the meal offering. That speaks of the person of Christ, but in the burnt offering, it was a picture of Christ actually in depth as well as death. But here the humanity of Jesus is revealed in all its perfections and in all of its loveliness. Now, if you'll note that we have here what looks like just a recipe for bread. And you know what it is? That's exactly what it is. It's really the meal offering. It's called a meat offering in our Bibles, but actually no meat was connected with it at all. And there's no shedding of blood, but this offering was different from the others, and it was generally offered with some offering in which there was the shedding of blood. Now, the meal or food offering sets forth the humanity of the Lord Jesus and all of His perfections. His deity actually is not in view here. He was perfectly human, and He was the perfect human. You see, God's goal for man is fulfilled in Jesus. He's the second man, but He's the last Adam. There'll be no more Adams, but there are going to be some more men made just like Him. Beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. But when you look at mankind today, friends, man as he is in the world today is the most colossal failure in God's universe. Have you ever stopped to think about that? The Scriptures are outspoken and specific at this point. They are all gone out of the way, and the original language suggests a wreck. Mankind is a wreck today. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. My friend, God can't save us by law because we can't render perfection to Him. We can't keep it perfectly. And God can't save us by imperfection for the very simple reason that He demands perfection, and that's the best that we can do. And therefore, mankind today is a failure. The way of peace they have not known. The Rockefeller report that came out several years ago shows that man is a warlike creature, and he's that today. Why? Because it's in the human heart. It's rather amusing to hear about these peaceful demonstrations, and they all end up in a brawl, a Donnybrook. Man today, he's trying to perfect some very fiendish instruments of frightful destruction. That's not the goal of man. God has another purpose and another thing in view for man. And if you want to see what He's got in mind, look at Jesus. Here's the man who pleased God. There was a glory in His manhood. The loveliness of Jesus was truly a sweet perfume. His coming was a doxology. His stay was a blessing. His departure was a benediction. And His winsomeness has filled the world with a new hope and an ideal concerning man. Now, there are two important aspects of this offering. And the first is the ingredients that were included. And then, second, the ingredients that were specifically excluded. And we want to note that. Now, I've divided the second chapter like this. We have in the first three verses, mixed but unbaked. And then we have verses 4 to 13, mixed and baked. And then we have the first fruits of the ears of corn, sprinkled with oil and frankincense. That's verses 14 and 16. Then we go over to the sixth chapter to get the law of the meal offering, and that is chapter 6, verses 14 through 23.